praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This series we're teaching on is called Proactive Healing. I will teach you how to walk in divine health in this series, show you how to walk with God so you won't have to have any sickness and any disease. Now, there will be a number at the end of the program and a website where you can contact us and you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they're all free and postpaid. Praise the Lord Jesus.
She told me, she said, I heard this voice. I said, Vivian, go check your teeth. And she said, Lord, why should I check my teeth? There's not anything wrong with my teeth. So the next day she hears the same thing. But she didn't go check her teeth. Many times we hear the Spirit speaking to us and we're disobedient. But Sunday morning she woke up, she went in there, and she said, the Lord said, Vivian, check your teeth. And she said, Lord, what is this business with my teeth? So she goes in there, and she looks in the mirror, and she opens her mouth wide, and she looks in there, and she said, I couldn't believe what I saw. She said, I went and grabbed a flashlight, and I stuck it up there and shined it in there, and looked down at my mouth, and she said, I couldn't believe what happened. She said, a couple of years before, I'd had three fillings on this side, down in the bottom, and three on this side. And they put normal black fillings in there. When I looked in my mouth, those fillings were the most beautiful, pure gold. She said, when I looked in there, I said, Lord, that's gold. He said, yes, my daughter, happy birthday. I looked in that woman's mouth and saw those gold fillings myself. Jim and I made that video firsthand. But see, some people have a real problem believing the King does those things. But I'm telling you, a lot of people in my church that I go to church with that have known me all of my life have a real problem with some of the miracles that happens when I pray for people. Just like you take little Philip Anthony Wren 7 years ago. This little boy was 11 years old, body covered with warts all over him. Had them burned off the back of his hands, two great big old scars, and the warts came right back out in the scars. His mother and dad asked me to come to their home. I went over there and sat down with them on Sunday afternoon, and for 2.5 hours I built their faith. He hated it, because guess what all the kids in school call Philip? Warty. Yeah, sure. You know how we are, right? I mean, here's a precious little kid with warts in his eyebrows, on his eyelids. He's got warts up under his nose where he can't hardly breathe. He's got warts all over his mouth. He's got them all over his cheek, all over under his... And they're bigger than your finger. All under his neck, all over the palms of both hands, under the ends of his fingernails, up under his fingernails, on the backs of his hands. He's got warts all over his body. And so I said, son, there's something you need to know about God. He said, what's that? I said, need does not move the hand of God. Only faith. I said, now, God will let you die and go to your grave with those warts. But I said, if you come to the King on faith, on behalf of His Word, really great faith, I said, He'll stop the world for you to take the warts off, just like He did for Joshua. I said, now then, Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So I said, let me build your faith this afternoon. So I took the Word of God, and I began to go down through these Scriptures for 2.5 hours. I said, now, son, it's an 11-year-old boy. I said, now, son, the Jesus that I read about in this book, do you believe He can take these warts off your body? He said, Mr. Scrivener, after what I've heard you read to me out of that book this afternoon, I believe Jesus can do anything. I said, son, that's great faith. I said, we'll have no problem now. I said, I want you to read this one last promise, and that's in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Y'all might turn there while we're here. Turn to Matthew 18, 19, and see what the Lord, this is a promise He made to you. This will work for you. This is so awesome. It's so awesome, but we don't believe God. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. My Bible reads something like this. I'll wait till you get there. I'll give you a couple of minutes. Matthew 18, 19. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Jesus speaking, and He says, again I tell you, let me wait just a second. We've still got a few looking for it. You really need to see these promises in your Word. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, Jesus said, again I tell you, now you can put your name right there, that if two of you on earth agree about a few things, What?
Anything.
Oh, if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it will be done for you if you do it just exactly right. How did he say that?
Woo!
Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Now, what kind of a promise is that if there's two of us and we're on earth?
Awesome.
Woo! Is that awesome?
It's like holding an atom bomb in your hand.
That's right. You have a nuclear bomb in your hand. So you take this nuclear bomb you got in your hand and you read that mighty promise to the king. I asked him, I said, y'all got all your sins confessed? Oh, yeah, we got all our sins confessed. We're walking in love. We're going to church. We're tithing. We're doing everything the Lord says do. I said, good. There's no legal right to the devil then. I said, let's all five of us. I said, the Lord said, if two of us on earth, and I said, there's five of us, let's just kneel out here on the floor before a righteous and holy king, and I'll quote that verse, and I'll come before the Father in the name of Jesus, and I'll ask him to remove all them warts and everything off of your body that's not part of you, Philip. In the name of Jesus. And we did that, and we thanked the Lord for it, because guess what? If you forget to thank him for it, guess what? He won't do for you. He won't do it for you. So you thank him and praise him for the answer. And then we stood up there, and his mother said, when are they going to come off? I said, that's the only thing God don't tell me. But I said, I guarantee you, if you stay in faith with me, in a few days, this boy will not have a wart on his body. I guarantee it. And when I taught that out in Phoenix last year, when I made that statement as a Baptist preacher out there, when I was telling this story, he said, my land, you've got to have crazy faith to make somebody that kind of a promise.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. And I said, sir, I've come to realize if I don't have that kind of faith, nothing happens. I can't tell him, I can't read a promise that says it will happen and then say, well, let's see if God heard us. Let's see if God really will do it. Maybe he's listening, maybe he's not. I mean, that's what we do, right? Oh, well, God, if it be your will, would you take these warts out of his body? What did he say? What did he say his will was right there? What could I ask him for?
Anything.
So if I ask him for anything, I know it's God's will to heal us. I'd already determined that from the Word. So I took that, and I praised the Lord, and I thanked him for it, and I stood up from there. And after I told his mother, I don't know how long it'll be, but I guarantee if you don't doubt, if you stay in faith with me with no doubt in your heart, in a few days to maybe a few weeks, Philip will not have one single wart on his body. I said, I'm going to guarantee you something else. When I walk out of here, there's going to be an enemy going to come in here. He's going to attack your man. He's going to say, now you don't really think just because that old gray-headed man came over here and read a few words out of this old black book and then knelt her on the floor and spoke a few words into the atmosphere that these warts that Philip's had for 8 years, and remember, the doctors even burned all those off the back of his head, and look, the scars are there and the warts came right back in the scars. You don't really think them are going to come off. I said, when that thought comes, you don't entertain that thought. You go get your Bible and you open it up and you read that verse to the devil. Mm-hmm. You say, look here, devil, what Jesus said. And I said, if you'll stay in faith with me like that, I guarantee they'll come off.
Right.
Well, the next morning, I left there Sunday afternoon at 5:30, walked across the street to church. Next morning about 7 o'clock, Mama goes in and checks the little boy, grabs his hands and raises them up, and those great big warts that was on the end of his fingers, up under his fingernails, were completely gone overnight. Now let me tell you, the devil's in trouble. He's in big trouble. Because once you begin to see your miracle taking place, guess how hard it is for the devil to say, this stuff don't work no more. But now say if you've got cancer and you can't see it going away, and we pray and it's going away, and the next morning the devil tightens a knot in your stomach, he's trying to get you to say, oh, I guess that didn't work. And the minute you say that, guess what you've just done?
You cursed it.
You just lost your miracle. You just lost. The little offering that they gave us, and the money that they gave us to pay for our hotel a couple nights while we was en route, barely covered our expenses. I didn't say nothing to nobody. And there's a lady who walked up to me and she said, Mister, the Lord inspired me today to give you $1,000. I said, well, ma'am, that's okay. If the Lord inspired you, that's fine. She said, I don't have my checkbook, but I'll be back tomorrow. I'll give it to you. I said, okay, whatever God wants you to do, it's up to you. Well, the next day at the teaching Sunday, her husband walked in. And he said, I'm so-and-so. And he said, my wife came home and said, you enjoyed your teaching yesterday, and the Lord told her to give you $1,000. So he said, here's the check. He handed me the check. So guess what that tells me about them two? They're in agreement. And it came from both of them's heart. And so that paid all of our expenses and paid for everything. So guess what God will do when you go in His name? He meets all your needs. Now then, that took, guess how long that took to drive to Phoenix? 18 long hours. We drove till 3 in the morning. We stopped and slept 3 hours, got back in the car, and drove out there in time to get set up. And then we taught 4 hours, and then we went to bed that night. The next day we got up that morning and taught 3 hours, and then we drove 18 hours nonstop back to Dallas. It was a busy weekend, folks. It was a busy weekend. But Jim and I did swap off. He drove part of the time, and I drove part of the time. But it's something. So anyway, I went back to Philip. Whenever I told his mother, I said, now don't you doubt, because if the devil, and he will, he'll come in. Don't really believe just because this old man did this that these works are going to go away. I said, he'll do everything he can to deceive you. I said, but the minute the thought comes, you grab the book, you don't entertain the thought at all. You grab the Word of God, you open it up, and you read to the devil the promise that Jesus made in Matthew 18:19. You say, devil, look at this. This is what Jesus said, so I'm going to believe Jesus and not you. Now see, this is part of fighting the fight of faith. So anyway, the next morning when Mother goes in there at 7 o'clock and those warts were on the boy's fingers that were already gone, and it was real easy for them to stay in faith, because once you begin to see your miracle and you begin to lock onto sense, knowledge, faith, and I want you to know I talk about those things very in detail on those two faiths, those two tapes on the kinds of faith. Once you lock onto sense, knowledge, faith, it's very easy when you see your miracle beginning to happen. It's easy to stay in faith because you're seeing it with your eyes and you're feeling it with your body. Well, she was seeing this now, and after 3 weeks, when that mother came to Sunday school that morning, walked into church and with Philip, and she said, come over here and feel. She was so excited. She said, come over and feel Philip's hands. Said, those hands that felt like cordwood. Would you look what Jesus has done? There's not one single wart left on Philip's body that third Sunday.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching. We'll start again tomorrow right there at the very same place. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed this teaching on proactive healing. If you would like this teaching in its entirety, if you will give us a phone call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web, www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order this information free and postpaid in its entirety, in its entire teaching. Or you can go to the website and you can listen to each one of these individual programs over every day. Praise the Lord Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Praise His holy name.